Hey everyone, Jake Carter here. Welcome back to Depression to Drive, Gentle Motivation to Move. Today, we're diving deep into something super important, building healthy relationships that actually fuel your mental well-being. Ever feel like those around you are either draining your energy or lifting you up? Yeah, me too. It's wild how much the people in our lives impact how we feel, right? And trust me, I'm not just talking about romantic relationships here. Think friends, family, colleagues, even that super caffeinated barista who always knows your order. We're talking connections big and small. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Jake, another self-help podcast on relationships? Haven't we heard it all before? Nope, not today. We're going beyond the surface level, digging into practical strategies that truly make a difference. Because let's face it, life can be tough, and sometimes those connections we cherish become strained. So, how do we build relationships that are more like pillars of support than sources of stress? Let's break it down. First up, communication is king. Seriously, the more open and honest you are with yourself and others, the stronger your bonds become. Think about it like building a house. Communication is the foundation. But here's the catch, it's not just about talking, it's about truly listening. You know that feeling when someone actually gets what you're saying? That magical connection where you feel understood? That's the power of active listening. Second, boundaries are your best friends. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about building walls and becoming a hermit. It's more like establishing those clear lines. What makes you comfortable, what drains you, what you're willing to share, and what's off limits. You deserve to have your needs met, just as everyone else does. Number 3, practice empathy. Ever felt misunderstood? Yeah, we all have. But when you try to see things from another person's perspective, even if you don't agree with them, it can be a game changer. It builds compassion and understanding, key ingredients for healthy relationships. Fourth, find your tribe. I know, finding your people sounds like a Hallmark movie cliche, but hear me out. Surround yourself with those who uplift you, inspire you, and support your growth. They're the ones who celebrate your wins and have your back when things get tough. And lastly, be kind to yourself. This one's often overlooked, but it's crucial. How can we expect others to treat us well if we don't treat ourselves with respect and kindness? Remember, you deserve love, support, and healthy connections. Think about a time when someone truly understood what you were going through. That feeling of being seen and heard. It probably felt amazing, right? That's the power of connection. But let's be real, sometimes those connections can get tangled. Maybe you've had a disagreement with a close friend, or perhaps you're feeling overwhelmed by family obligations. Remember that time I mentioned feeling drained by certain relationships? Well, last month, I was really struggling with a situation at work. There were just so many deadlines and demands, and it felt like everyone was pulling in different directions. It started to wear on me, mentally and emotionally. But then I remembered the importance of boundaries. I sat down with my team and calmly explained my limits, what I could realistically handle and when I needed a break. It wasn't easy at first, but setting those boundaries actually improved things. We ended up being more productive, less stressed, and even more supportive of each other. And you know what? My mental health felt lighter too. So remember, it's okay to set those boundaries. In fact, it's healthy. Relationships are the threads that weave together the fabric of our lives. They provide support, joy, and a sense of belonging. But let's not forget, they also require effort, communication, and a willingness to be vulnerable. So invest in your connections, practice active listening, set those healthy boundaries, and never underestimate the power of empathy. Remember, you deserve supportive relationships that lift you up and contribute to your overall well-being. So go out there, connect with the people who matter most, and build those relationships that truly nourish your soul. Until next time, keep moving forward, one step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.